In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and that they should shine as lights in the world. Can you relate to that as you seek to represent your Savior today? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you again today about gratitude. In Psalm 33, verse 21, we read, "Our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name." Trust is the ground for our thanksgiving. I talked a little bit yesterday about thanking God for the bad things that happen, as Habakkuk did, even when there was no cattle in the stall, no figs on the tree. He said, "Yet will I rejoice in God my Savior." Now, humanly speaking, it makes no sense to rejoice when things are going badly. But Christians are not always humanly speaking, are they? We're speaking divinely. We are using the words of God on which to found our faith. We stand on a rock that never moves. The world passes away, the grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And so trust is the ground for our thanksgiving, no matter what happens. Let me say that again. Trust is the ground for thanksgiving, no matter what happens. God is in charge. He is still at work, even though it may not look as though He is. And He is the God of deliverance. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is become my salvation. Are you feeling peaceful today? Worried? Loaded down with business? Or just with busyness? Dreading an interview? An assignment? A visit to the dentist? A phone call? That pile of ironing or correspondence? My daughter Valerie tells me that the two most difficult things to keep up with are the ironing and the correspondence. Dreading a meeting, perhaps, with a difficult person? Well, let me give you some advice from the Apostle Paul. In chapter 4 of his letter to the Philippians, he writes, "I wish you all joy in the Lord. I will say it again, all joy be yours." Isn't that a wonderful expression? All joy be yours. Well, where are we going to get this? Well, he gives us some clues in the 6th and 7th verses. "The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in everything make your requests known to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God, which is beyond our utmost understanding, will keep guard over your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." Just those four words, "the Lord is near," ought to give us plenty of cause for gratitude and ought to bring peace into our lives and banish the anxieties. He says, "Have no anxiety. Don't worry about anything at all, but in everything make your requests known to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving." Don't leave that out. It's very important that we be thanking the Lord while we're praying. The secret of peace is prayer and thanksgiving. You do this, and God will do the thing that you can't do. Ask what you will and be thankful. And not peace only, but peace which passes all understanding, passes anything that our poor minds can think, will keep these poor, breaking, restless hearts of ours and these weary, worrying minds of ours in Christ Jesus. While I was preparing this talk, Lars, my husband, was preparing our income tax. It is a huge and complicated job because we don't go to an office and work a 9-to-5 day. We write books and do radio programs and travel, and my husband sells books and just a lot of different, very complicated things, keeping records of all our travel expenses and that sort of thing. So it is a huge job. And it was so big, in fact, that it took space beyond his own study. So he set up a table in the bedroom, which is just beside my study. My study opens off the bedroom. And he was in there with piles of paper on the table, piles on the chairs, piles on the floor, ledgers, expense records, canceled checks, publisher's statements. And he discovered that one very important paper, the Keough retirement plan, was missing. He had looked everywhere, he thought. And of course, when you've lost something, you've looked everywhere but where it is. And he came in and asked me if I had any idea where it might be and would I be willing to come and help him look for it. Well, the way Lars files things is, shall we say, different from the way I file mine. So I didn't really think that I could be much help if I came in and tried to find the thing with him. So I suggested that maybe we should pray about it first. And so we paused on the way to the attic where the rest of the papers were, and we prayed that the Lord would help us to find it. We went into the attic. We pulled out the first box. We opened the box, and it was the first paper on the top. We said, "Thank you, Lord." Now, a cynic who might be listening to me is saying, "Yes, but it was there all the time. It wouldn't have made any difference whether you'd prayed or not, wouldn't it?" I think that there are things done here in the world that would not be done unless they were prayed about, because God has so arranged the universe that our choices and our actions make a difference. And in the mystery of his sovereignty, God knew exactly where that paper was, and he knew that Lars was not going to look for that in that particular place. He looked everywhere else. But when we prayed, it was that box that the Lord brought to mind. When you face what can't be solved immediately, you don't know how you're going to get through the next day or the week. Try thanking God in advance for his help. He is our helper, our refuge, our deliverer. It doesn't say that he will be only. It says he is. So why can't you just thank him right now? My natural tendency is to feel apprehensive if things aren't all clearly spelled out in advance. Last March, Lars and I made a trip to Scotland, where I had been invited to speak. And as I look ahead to a long trip like that, I knew that the schedule was not as clearly marked out as I would like it to be. I didn't know which planes we would be taking and who would be driving us where, and what the setting of the meetings was going to be. There were phone calls to make and people to see and interviews, and it all looked very complicated, and thinking about it made me tired and made me really sort of dread the trip. And then I remembered the verse, "When he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before." And that reminded me to thank the Lord in advance, because God was already making the arrangements. He already knew exactly what he was going to do and how he was going to help us. And so rather than dreading the thing and concentrating on all the things that I didn't like about it, I could thank the Lord in advance that the unknown things were being taken care of, that the unforeseen circumstances were foreseen in the sovereign mind of God. When we came back from that, again, I'm tempted as I'm coming home in the plane to dread the pile of work that will have accumulated in my absence. But then I remembered the verse in Isaiah 50, verse 7. "The Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You have promised to help me. My trust in you is the ground for my thanksgiving. You have set my feet on a rock and established my goings. And so I will praise you. I will thank you. I will banish the worries, have no anxiety about anything, and in everything make my requests known to God with thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.